how can we say, how can anyone say that Chalav Mishver is Rabbi? But the holding of Chotzer is Nisrabe from the Posik that mentions Yad, so it's a Rayim Shiyodi is Rabbi. So then Gimor says, Yochanan Gabi Yed is Shiyodi is Rabbi, because it's Nisrabe from the Posik of Yad, so the same thing should apply to Neve. It should be certainly according to everybody. Mishum Yad, not Mishum Shlichel, because the Torah says, Mimotzi Timotzi Biyode Yad Neve. So we are marred from the expression of Biyode, so we should be Mitzad Yad. So without recourse to the Kasha Bishlich Vaveh, we should be Mechiyah, that it has to be Mishliyah. The Matzor Yochim again is Shliyah, and Yochim is for Yochim, for Yochim, for Yochim, for Yochim, for Yochim, יש לנו מסמוך מכיח התאנה מכיח נגמר בגג וחצי או כי עודו להתגרש אפילו והכורחו אוי אפילו יקטנו ואם איתם שליחה שלו יש לנו מתגרש את בעל כורחו ולא יקטנו. So in other words, so the Gabi Ged, we deduce the Vibu of Chotzer is Mitam Yad, not just because it is Nisrabi Nitosi that mentions Yad, that wouldn't be a Choch, but because the Posik tells us that even Iktano can be divorced. A Balkorcho, without a dad, can be divorced by the husband dropping the get into her hands. If it had been Tam Shliches, how can somebody or something become the Shliach of a person without the consent of the Mishalach? So there's the right, not because it's Nisrabe from the Posik that mentioned here. That's no right. The fact that the Torah implies that even Bal Kocho, so where it doesn't, the appointment of the Shliach does not have the approval of the Mishnah, still she is divorced. It couldn't be Tam Shliches, because the Shliach can only be designated with the consent of the Mishnah. Against the will of the Mishnah, one cannot become a Shliach. And also a Ktano. So how could it be Tam Shliches? Mashein King Gabi Gneve. So the most casual is there. Unfortunately, the Ganev wants the Chotzer to represent him, keeping the object for him there, Gneve. So it meets his heart. If it meets his heart, so Mele, there is no Raya that is Tabiyan, the more is not a Kashi, because if it will Tab Shtikas, it should be in Shilalaya. יש להם ושמו נקי החתן המחי אז מה רגע לחסיד להיות נקי הכורכו לאפו קטן משם שלא לא יתרס בעל כורכו ולקטנו אבל הוא הכי אפשר להכי אנחנו נקי אז אף להיות נקי נהג נהיר בעל כורכי ולא יהיה מיקות because אם אנחנו נענה בית נהיר בעל כורכי he wouldn't become a gun אין שליח לדבר הרבה. So how does Rashi say? How do we know אין שליח לדבר הרבה? From Rashi's Loshon it's Mashma, the Kaimon Yiddush Mitzvah Bei. That doesn't say why. Kaimon Yiddush Mitzvah Bei is Yishlo Aver. But then Rashi says, the title of the Lord, Eicham Yishlo Aver, Eicham Yishlo Aver, Eicham Yishlo Aver. So Rashi says, Shafu Muzal Adov. Hosom Pot Rashi Leach, Damrino Yidira Rabi, Diva Talmid, Diva Nishayim. So it's much more Loshon of Rashi that the din of a Shliach Aveira is based upon his svore of Divrei Harav and Divrei HaTalmud in Mishani. That's from Rashi. But Pesach is a different shite. A Shliach Aveira, before the Kodesh Mikadesh, Yigel Yalim Mishrut Echutz, Tirstiv Hugo Lo Yishluche, Yigel Yalim Yigdav Lepil Lepiche, Shnei Ksubim Abon Kerechot, Yishliach Milamdin. So Teisa says not on the basis of Svore of the Arabic Talmud in the changing, but it's an idea of their fact also. So one mandama says, because we have two psukim, where the Ishliarare, Mile, somebody appoints the Ishliar to take a chifetz lahegdesh, and then the Ishliar takes a chifetz lahegdesh and is mishtamish, so the Mishalach is chaye bekom Mile, Ishliarare. And so it's special to Sakos. And the other, there's Sakos, so be Gabesh, Tvichel, Mechire, so if the Ganef appoints someone as Ishliar, to slaughter the shirase. So it's also chayev, dalet vihei. So the Torah says, Tvochei, Oy Michore. Why does the Torah say, Oy Michore? Tvochei, Michore. Why Tvochei, Michore? So we are marveled that the Gabi Tvichei Yishliach Livaravere. So even if it is the Lord Yishliach, so is. So he's still chayev dalet vehei. So we have two psukim, two inyonim, two cases where there's a gezakosuk yesh le'achodavir, and there is aloche shnei psukim aboyim ke'achodim lamdim. So the pshat is shnei psukim aboyim ke'achodim lamdim that you are lamdim hefach because. Since the Torah, if the aloha had been, since the Torah mentions regarding Mila and Yeshli Avraveri, if we were to say that this is a general deal, why would the Torah have to mention regarding Tvicha also Yeshli Avraveri? So it would be superfluous if the Kabbalah Torah had been that in Kolatir Kule it's also the same deal of Yeshli Avraveri. Why does the Torah have to mention, after it mentioned in connection with Mila Yeshlechavere, why does the Torah have to mention in connection with Tvicha Mechira also Yeshlechavere? Obviously, the Torah, by mentioning it in connection with Tvicha Mechira, after mentioning it in connection with Mila, so he had a Gila Kor, that only by these two things Yeshlechavere, but by other things, so Yeshlechavere. And then one mandama says that we learned out from Shmute Chutz Tichziv Hu Vilo Yishluchei. Oh, Vayikhoi Nachemei says Dom Yehoshev Li Shahu, Dom Shofach, Hu Veloi Shluchei. So it's one Pasik. It's Pasik Yachot, so it's Melamdim. So we learn how from that, in Kolater. So the Gimoe Sikashem. If you say it, now since you say Shlach Dravere, so Hoina Lisha Bebe zu Gamboli Labnech Yuveninu. Why is Labnech Yuveninu? We shall in Kintna name Shachotlu Bachere is Turing. It's Chachim Turing. Some Mele, we should say Yeshlach Dravere. So the Gemara Teretz says, no, Yishevere Tarol, some Mechuyev, Arol, some Mechuyev. They just don't have. But they don't Mechuyev to pay anyway. Yishevere Mechuyev and Inu. The Tema, or Tamperi Kakeni, is actually a Savir Yad Kherash in the Kotten Potter, but my Mechuyev and Mechuyev and Inu. So the question is, why is it if somebody gives a fire to a Kherash in the Kotten, so the one who gave the fire to the Kharashmi Kotni is Potter, and then that fire was magic. But since the Kharashmi Kotni are not Kharashmi themselves, some male there should be a Shliach Bravere, the Yeshva Maila Bechiruni, Yishtum Dosam Shumlat Nishliches, and so Rav Binegidin Bach Yuve, so Yishliach Bravere, and Rav Somigidin Arateret, only when the Shliach in a position to decide to fulfill the shlichas, not to become a shliach, or not to become a shliach. Masha'in came by choter, so it's bal kochei, so then it's yeshliach v'aveirin. Boy, love, Vin came up. Vod itnan bokame, ho yomei shchevi yeitzi, yomei yishus bailin, choter, yivyei, ho yitzin yishus bailin, yomei yishayev, Pirsh Rashi was Nechot, so that two pshot in Rashi, but one pshot, which is the main pshot, Shoma Kanef Lishemir, Sherech Yeshli Vibai is playing the Kochenu Yitayol of Shem Echinom, Yitzia Hashemim, Shem Bailu Mameis Chayev, Achayel Aganef Omeis, Achayel Aganef Shirez Hashemir, Vamai Boi Boi Loi Ovi. So the Mishnah says, according to one Loshi, in Rashi, the Mishnah says, that if the Ganef, tell the Shemei, the Ganef and the Shemei are happy to be, let's say, in the Shusha Bailin, let's say, Ruben and Shimon happen to be in the house of Levi. So, Ruben says to Shimon, now, take this behemoth and take it outside, and then you can be my Shemei, you watch over this behemoth. So the Shemei, took out the behemoth outside, and the mean in Shlichas of the Mishalach, Shimon took it outside, he was the Shliach of Reuven, the Mishalach, to steal it for Reuven. So then the behemoth died, so Reuven is to pay. But the question is, how wise Reuven Mechuyev at all? Who did the act of Neve? Shimon did. So we should say, and Reuven shouldn't be mechuyev for the act of Neve. It was done by Shimon. Vamai boi boi liyovi. V'yeish leim akim shin hashim al yedeya. Shugonu havali kichotzer. V'bal kocha meisim bei. So teis v'shiti yid. That v'shiti yid v'yishlach v'aveire. In other words, when we say yishlach v'aveire, when the Shliach is amazing. Now it's moving, says to Shimon, you take out the behemoth from Levi's house and bring it to me. So then Shimon, because I want to steal it, but so then if Shimon does it for him, so Reuven is not chayev. Masha'inki, if Reuven says to Shimon, see the behemoth in Levi's house, it's my behemoth. The behemoth just walked over into Levi's table. So you take it out from me. And Shimon innocently takes it out for Reuven, because he thinks that the behemoth is Reuven's behemoth. It's Reuven's behemoth. Since he's a shame, the Shliach, he doesn't know. He's some melee in Shliach, because then we don't say, he boy of it. Why should he consider the two alternatives, to do it or not to do it. Why not do it? He thinks that it's the Mishala, it's Ruben's. It's Ruben's Behemoth. So then Bishayi Kodashliach Bishayi doesn't know the fact that the subject matter of the Shlich is involved in Avera. So then it's Yeshua Avera, even according to Rav Shome, it's considered that he doesn't have the choice. To have the choice means that he knows of the Mao issue involved in the choice. But if he doesn't know of any Mao issue involved, he doesn't know it's going to be stolen. He thinks that it really belongs to the Mishalach. So then it's considered like Chotzer, that Balkol Chomei Siglon. Ishtmakin Chashima Yedea, Shukonu Fabrik Chotzer, the Balkol Chomei Siglon. Now, so this is how far we went. Some of my hair coming to the beloved, I want to the Balkol, Chemezibo, the Chayiv Shilchei, my deny, what in the community between Rabbinus Teret and Rabstomus Teret, as far as Chotzer is concerned. So, according to Rabbin and Rabson, the Shilchei of Rabbeire, so what in the community? So, the Gemara says, Ike Binaye, Kingdom of Israel. Kaddish li Yisho Kurusho. If he came, said to Israel, I appoint you as Ishliach to be Kaddish for me and Yisho Kurusho. Now, a Cain is not allowed to marry a Kurusho, but the Israel is allowed to marry a Kurusho. So the question is, if when the Cain says to Israel, you be Kaddish for me and Yisho Kurusho, now, the Allah is the Dushni state face by Cain being the Kurusha, and the Shliach was the Kaddish, the Kurusha, for the Mishalach. So, the name is Domal Yisho Akhtali Kotten. Is Domal Yisho Akhtali Kotten. There is a love that one is not allowed to be Makif Peyed Sorosh. The one is not allowed to be Makif Peyed Sorosh. But an Isho is allowed to be Makif Peyed Sorosh. An Isho is allowed to be Makif Peyed Sorosh. In other words, a woman is allowed to cut off her pace. He may not. So suppose an Ish appoints a woman to be Makif the pace of a cotton. So is the Isho in Basque? You may know. Because an Isho is not Mzeres and the law of Liskat Kifu Pasra Ishchem. So at least the Dama Kolechen Boyovi di Boyovi when the Chayev Sheil Chay, because she still has the choice to decide whether to do it or not to do it. So Kochen Ame di Boyovi di Boyovi when the Chayev Sheil Chon ואח לי שני דאמר את כל יחד שלי הרב ברח יובה וחייב של חי שענם את פיום לב וחיובה נמד וחייב של חום in view of the fact that the woman is not in Zeres and the Yisrael is taking pass Reishchem so an Isho can become a Shliach now a Tirashi boy of the Shikri Kavli Shikusho and Mishas Dush Neve Mishlik Ho Ishin Mazaras Lisa Kifu Lishenu. How do we know that the woman is not Mazaras and Lav Sakifu Pasra Yishchem? The answer is because there is a hekesh between Baltashchis and Lot Sakifu. The Sakifu has referenced to Pes Rosh, Baltashchis has referenced the Pes Hazok. Now, the average woman does not have a beard. Does not have sometimes a certain abnormal situation. So a woman will have a beard. But normally a woman does not have a beard. So male the love of voice as Shrisu, Pascal Pascon, doesn't apply to women. And there is a hekesh between a kippu and with shrisu. So just as a woman is not miseres about the shrisu, so she's not miseres about zakifu, and with zakifu either. Yishen vazor zakifu yishen baltashus pasponcho, kinonon yidushin vamakib zakot mchaye, shamakib vazor ekinike, תחסיב לו יסקיפו, אחד המיקה ואחד המקי, במשמע, במסחס נוזיר, סוד הלוחיז, ובייסר אוף הקוף הספיץ ראש, או השפוס הספיץ, אז אוקיי, applies to the מקי and to the מיקה, if let's say רובי, is מקי the pace of שימן, and שימן is מסייה, מסייה, and he holds onto the air, he accommodates. So then both are high market, woman is high market, and children is high market. Because the Torah says we sakifu loshen rabbi, so that includes the makif and the makif. It doesn't say we sakif. So like this, all the azores, av loshen yochid, here in Jesus loshen rabbi, lo yisakifu, ye shall not cut off the pace.
So if the woman is the
mekefet,
doesn't it seem like it would apply to her as well?
No. Woman is pure because there is a hekesh between the sakifu and the paskom chamuris ashrisu. So a woman is not muzer, but a man is muzer, so the azore is incumbent upon both, upon the maki and the nike. But of course, then it has to be my saver in the nike. If somebody will be maki, a goy, you're allowed to be maki to pay yourself a goy. Let's say you have every barbershop, and the goy comes into you, and he says, I want you to cut off my beard and my pears with a razor or a dog. Perfectly all right, because that's no my savera. You know, I mean, cutting off the pears, horse pears and so on, the goy is no my savera. But if he comes into a barbershop, tells the barber to cut off his payas, then the barber is high malchus, even though he himself is part of Onshi, is not Musa, but in my severity it is. It's also to be sappy cotton with a knife. In other words, he cannot be able to eat cotton. Even though cotton is not there, some bezin is written in tradition. Some bezin is not in a khuyev to stop, but to feed him the veil, you're not allowed. Because in my Savera it is. So Mele, Hamakit is a cotton. The cotton is not higher in all cases because it's cotton. But the Makit is higher. So, Isha, in the Bazaar, so the Kipul Shin about Tashas Paskonho, the Dhamma of Yushin, the Makit is a cotton, Chayev Shamaki Bazaar, the Kinikit, the Kipul, the Kipul, the Makit, the Mashma, the Sakhasnozir, the cotton, the knockout. So the question is, Rashi raised the question, why do the Gemara say Nafkinini is Ish Doma Lish Atlikon? So Hach Lish Doma Kolech and Boi Boi Ovid, Boi Ovid, and Chai Shilch, Hanan Boi Ovid, Boi Ovid, Chai Shilch, Lach Lish Nid Amran, Kolech and Shilch, Hanan Boi Ovid, and Chai Shilch, so since Nietzsche is not in Zeret, and the love of Lish Atlikon, so it's Yeshlech Bravi. Hachaname, so I dafki is the malisha actually god. Is the malisha actually god? The same thing. So Rashi says in Achanam, is the malisha actually god? The same thing. But this is not common. That's not usual. It's not mortal. Because how would the god allow the Yishe to cut off his face? So. So Mele the Gemara mentions he's the Malisha Akkeligot, but the same thing would be he's the Malisha Akkeligot. And Teisa says the same thing. Teisa says Akkeligot, but I did not know that you know Akkeligot, El Shagot, we are near Hatzmilak. So, he couldn't be no Katmish, he stole me, got me shot like Kufi Napshe. Now let's see the sheet of Vegas.
Could happen that I don't know how generally impressive for that.
Unfortunately, it's quite much. I think I'll go, huh?
the here and the now there is the same circuits as
I don't understand. Isn't she still doing it on behalf of the Shalaya?
Of the Mishalam. Isn't the woman doing it on behalf of Ovid? True.
Yeah.
Subjectively, she does it because she wants to accommodate Ovid. She wants to fulfill the mission that was imposed upon her by Ovid. But the idea is, if Shimon didn't want it, she wouldn't have done it. Unless she does it in Baal Kochi, then in the Chananda, but we are stuck in a case where she wouldn't do it against the will of Shimon. So Mele, she only did it because Shimon agreed. So Mele, Reuven can say, I'm not Mishalach. The real Mishalach is Shimon. I'm not Mishalach. Because if Shimon didn't want it, I don't want it.
On the other hand, if he remains neutral,
what?
If let's say someone says, "I don't care what you do,"
okay, if he says, "I don't care what you do," so he still gives his consent. But he could have said, "I don't want." Some melee. She's not considered as Ruben shliach, but a Shimon shliach. There's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis on one hand, and the Ramban and the Ram on the other. What? We're not talking now about the woman. We are talking now about Reuven, the Mishalach, whatever he is, high. The woman has no Maisavera for Isakaki, because a woman is not Muzer and Lavo Isakaki. Bein in respect to the Makif and bein in respect to the Nikif. But she has a Maisavir. What can Maisavir if neither? No, I mean, if she's Makif Igod, so she'll have an Avir of if neither. If she'll be Makif Igod, because she becomes an accomplice in the Avir of the Nikif, she helps him. Behave at the lab of the Sakif.
So she'll say no. She'll say no.
She'll say no. I understand. If she'll say no, so then it won't be done. I mean, if she'll say no. Meaning the Nikev will say no.
If she will say, I won't do this, so then she hasn't signed the mitzvah.
If she'll say, I won't do it, so there won't be any problem. So there is no shliches.
What I'm trying to bring out is, if she said no, so she has some kiyum mitzvah of.
What kind of mitzvah?
Of not being over this lab.
That's not the kima mitzvah. She won't have any. What lab? She's not either any avir. The shliach. One second. The woman is not either any avir. The only avir she could be avir, if she would cut off the pears of Igodlu, would be lifnida. But except for lifnida, she's not either any avir. No avir whatsoever.
She's not a tzaddik.
But she's not either the Isa of Lizakif, because an Isha is not Muzeres and the love of Lizakif. If she's Makifi Godo, and if the situation is such that without her Hakofe, so the Godo wouldn't be Makifi Kayes, so then she would be there with neither. But suppose the Godo would be Makifi Kayes anyway, by himself. Then she wouldn't even be able with me either, because it would be Chadivre, it would be Chadivre in Aleph. Yomal Yisrael Kadesh Lisha Kusha Pintim Rati Lomal Ikei Nam. So there's a kashi. Why did the Gemara say Nafkinine between the Mandoma Rabine that he's tolling Bahiyude and perhaps on it he's tolling Boyovi to Boyovi is Yomal Yisrael Kadesh Lisha Kusha. Why only is Yomal Yisrael Kadesh Lisha Kusha? The king Domal Yisrael Kadesh Lishon Kusha. Why only king Domal Yisrael Kadesh Lishon? Even king Domal Yisrael Kadesh Lishon Kusha. True, the Shliach is a Bachayuve if he were to be Kadesh Kusha for himself, but in this act he wasn't the Kadesh Lishon for himself. He was the Kadesh Lishon for another king. He's not in there. The love of Ishon Kusha and Ishon Yikohu. When is the king even allowed of Hishon Khusha and Hishon Yikoho if the king is Mikadish the Khusha for himself? But if the king will be Mikadish the Khusha for another king, he will not be there. The love of Hishon Khusha and Hishon Yikoho. So the Mele, the Gemara should say, not only kingdom of Yisrael Kadish Hishon Khusha, even kingdom of Yisrael Kadish Hishon Khusha. The thing about the only king name, the Ishlema, כן, מיכה בחיובה, הויו במיקד של עצמו חי, אבל ישראל אף אגב די לא ישנו ידיב לא איזה מרשול, כשמקד של עיקר, כי מיקד של עצמו מחי, לא עם מיכה בחיובה, so he says, no, כן דוב על עיקר, כאן יש לי שקושו, so if we come to Rabbine, we would say in שלך בעמיר, because true, by being מיקדש, the קושו, for the other king, he's not the Rav of Ishkosh Mishal Yikach. But since, if he did the same act for himself, he would be there, so he's considered Bachyu. Mashenki came down on Yisrael, Kadesh Yishal Kusho, came down on Yisrael, Kadesh Yishal Kusho. So then, if the Yisrael had been the Kadesh, did Kusho for himself, he wouldn't be there on Yisrael. So Mel is not Bachyuve, even though when he's Mikadesh for the Kayan, he's not even a love of Ish, but he's not even a love of Ish, a Kushim Shalikoch, and if he did it for himself, he would be there, Ish a Kushim Shalikoch, but when he has a Kayan, he's a love of Nibe, so let him be considered as a Bachyuve because he himself doesn't have a fulfilling the Shlichas. So Jesus says, no. So they saw Kishim Kachol Kein. Kim Nimi Kachol Atzmei Lui Nechayet Lui Mitro Bach Yuvim. So the Pshat in this day's verse, we can understand this day's verse, this is Kishitos. Because we mentioned before that there seems to be Machlekes between Rashi and this as to the Pshat, why do we say Shlech Vavir? From Rashi, Mashma is based upon the story of Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmid, and Mishen. From this verse, it's Mashma, it's not based upon the story of Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmid, and Mishen. But it's based upon the Xeros HaKosu. It's based upon the Xeros HaKosu of Shnei, of Nile and Tvichesh, Nisma, Boin Keachol, Ben Rabbi, or the Limut from Shrutechutz. So Memele, according to Tesis, that it's not based upon story. That it's not based upon story. So Memele, if it's not based upon story, but it's El Sakosu, then why learn out from Shrutechutz? So it has to be Dunya the Shrutechutz. When Rubein appoint Shimon the Shliach to Shech, the Bein are scorching the hook. So then, Shimon is Muzer and the love of Shrutechutz, just like Ruben. So they are in such a case. So we say, Eishlech Vavir. Eishlech Vavir. Or, Shnei Kshmavim Kachem Rambi. So we have two Mechuyev in the Yisar Neve Pur, just in the Mishalach. By Mila, so the Shliach is Muzah and the Isa of Mila, and then in the Korchi. Then in the Hegde, it's just like the Mishalach. So there we have, and there's a Kosovo, only these Yishalavira, but not as Dumye, sticher mir leis eisler da. Maschinen.